Hello.
Hey, Andrea.
Yes, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing fine. And
good.
This is that? Is
yes,
this that?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
it
okay.
is. I think, I'm not sure what's going on, but phone continues to break up, but I got you now if you can hear me good.
Yeah, I could hear you pretty good.
Okay, good. How's your day going?
So far, so good. I was in training when you called earlier today, so I do apologize for that.
Oh, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
No problem at all. I saw that you filled out a form. Your message.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, I responded back. I don't know if you got it, but if
no,
you didn't.
No, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's good to know. I'll look into why
uh-huh.
that didn't go through, but.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm familiar with the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got the, you know, Dunbar Middle School right over there.
Correct.
And, yeah, I've done some work over there. I love the Lynchburg Museum.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely.
What's a lot.
Yeah, they're getting ready to put an amphitheater and, you know, everything is in walking distance, you know, so it's because I used to walk my daughter a lot through downtown.
Okay.
And yeah, so everything is in walking distance, bus, you know.
Did she go to Lynchburg?
She did, yes.
Okay,
yeah,
nice.
So I don't know exactly. I saw your commercial on TV and everything.
Okay.
So with that's what, you know, caught my interest and everything because I am trying to sell the house.
Okay. What do you think is your biggest hiccup right now as far as your process and what you're going through?
Okay, well, right now, I don't live in the home. I haven't lived in it in a while. I did have a co-signer, which the co-signer just recently passed. So with that, the home, you know, is clear. You know, it's nothing. No one has any other lien other than I still owe, like, I think it's like $10,000 more or less on the house
is
currently being paid for and everything. And the thing is that I haven't lived in it. The house does need work on it. So I don't know if you pulled it up online or not.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the property. I'm familiar with it.
Oh, okay.
Can you confirm how many bedrooms is in it?
It's four.
Four? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you have a full attic upstairs too as well, which could be, you know, another bedroom because there's an only thing is, I think, what is it, if you don't have a closet or something like that.
Right.
But it's still a room enclosure, you know, which is more than adequate enough space that you could put a closet to make another bedroom upstairs.
Absolutely. Yeah. Uh-huh. And you got to have HVAC sufficient, you know.
Yes.
So.
Uh-huh.
By the way, since I pulled that up, does the AC run to the attic or no?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, so that's separate HVAC unit. Okay.
All right.
Cool. I know, when was the last time someone lived in it, if you don't mind me asking?
It's probably been almost 10 years.
Yeah. Because I've seen this house. You know,
mm-hmm.
I put my eyeballs on it.
Well, look at it real hard. Yeah, because the thing is that I had a co-signer, and that was what my issue was and things. I was married and, of course, you know, divorced and everything. So with that, I did live in the house over 10 years.
Right.
But I had someone that was supposed to do some work for me. I was in the paper at one time too, because they took the money and didn't do the work. I'm sitting there waiting for, you know, supplies to be shipped in. I took off from work for it too on top of that.
Were you going to rehab it?
Yes, I was working on it. This was also too while I was living in the home and things. So with that, I had, you know, like I said, I had someone, you know, they took the money and, you know, and didn't, you know, I didn't get it, you know, any work done or anything like that and stuff. So
sure. With
that, I had an agency to help me board it and things
right.
and stuff. So with that part of it. I was in the newspaper, you know, as a result of it, you know, and stuff too, because trying to find the person, of course, you know, that had done it, and everything was more costly than it would, you know, in the end would be, whether or not, you know, what I was told, whether or not if I would get my money, you know, back on that at all. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, what you're telling me, I hear everything you're saying.
Right.
And, I mean, I think we can work something out here.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, you know, with me being familiar with the area and knowing the house, I mean, I think that just knocks two birds with one stone out.
Right. And I did have someone that was supposed to purchase the house in June. They signed the papers, but then the money never did materialize. We both signed papers.
Okay. Do you know when that expired?
Yeah. In other words, from my understanding, they said it was, 48 hours after you did it or something. You had to record the deed, I believe. You may know a little bit more than I do because I've never sold a house before, so this is the first time and things. But the thing is that everything was done, so all the footwork has been done as far as that is concerned. It's just a matter of whoever, you know, decides to buy it. Because I went through Mount View was theirs, and mine's was Seven Hills Settlement.
So basically, they didn't close. Did you get any earnest money?
Yes, that's coming. I haven't gotten it yet. They made it payable to the realtor that I, his agency. So they had to resend it back for me to, you know, get that.
Okay. Well, at least you got, at least you got some, you know, earnest money back. That's good.
Yeah, but it would have been nice if she had, you know, came through, you know. But
right. Do you know why they didn't close on it besides not having the money?
No. Okay. Yeah, we actually, she and her husband came in and signed papers. From my understanding, she flips houses. They were supposed to, she's supposed to live in the area. She's known for flipping houses and everything. So with that, from what I understood, that she wasn't even getting in touch. And I have emails and things like that. If you don't believe me, I have the
emails. No, that's fine.
Where she, her realtor and her, I guess the settlement company, were all emailing us back and forth because that was the last thing that was supposed to transpire was the funds were supposed to be released. Her and her husband went in on the 13th of June. I went in the day before, so I had signed, they had signed, and then it was some type of glitch or something. The money was being wired. That never took place. Then Juneteenth came in, and, of course, the banks were closed. So, again, she was hard to get in touch with in between that time. But she texted her realtor and told her that she was going to be looking into it. But I don't know what ended up happening. And that was the last time that any of them, the realtor even went over to her office where she worked, and she wasn't there. She left a message, and she didn't respond back.
That's fine. Yeah. So, as far as you're concerned and mine, you know, they're completely out of the picture.
Okay, yeah.
Is that what I mean?
I signed the release. Yeah, I signed the release. Yeah.
Well, good for you.
So,
good.
Yeah, and that's where the earnest money is supposed to come in. And...
Okay. So you're looking to sell your house. You've had a realtor, you know, in the past. How was your experience with your realtor? I mean, are you still working?
I still have.
Are they actively trying to sell it for you or no?
Yes. Yes, okay. His name is Josh Klein.
Okay. I guess a question I would have is if he's trying to sell it, I guess what makes you be energized in reaching out to someone like myself? And
well, one of the reasons why, too, is because of the fact the house is in a condition that needs to be repaired.
Sure.
And I do have to respond to the city. And
is it on a derelict list?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's set for either to be rehabbed or either demoed. And I'm hoping to be able to have a rehab versus the demo part of it.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that being said, you know, it's, definitely going to need everything. But, you know, you've got some earnest money out of this thing, right? You got you got a 10K mortgage, you said?
Yes.
What does a monthly payment on that look like?
I pay around about $600 and something a month on it.
Okay.
And that includes the insurance. There's no taxes owed on the property or anything like that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. That, it puts me, it puts it in a hard spot. And here's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been around the block with this thing. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think we can really get something out here.
Okay.
As far as margins, you know, I think sometimes it's just better to, you know, lick your wounds and, you know, show up the next day instead of just, you know, continue to exhaust all your energy on this thing. And, you know, that's up to you.
Right.
That's something that you have to come to vision with. And I think we can get the mortgage taken care of, you know. Am I certain? Fairly certain, yeah. But, you know, as far as, you know, margin-wise, I mean, that's pretty much kind of what I would do.
Okay, wait a minute, I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
You know, I would be looking at, you know, doing a mortgage saver, you know. That's really what I think would be best qualify this you know, property at.
Okay. All right. So how would that work with so how would that work far as with the realtor that I have now and settlement company and stuff like that? How does that with closing costs and stuff?
Yeah. So that's a good question. You know, we you know, at this point, you know, if I was in your position, you know, I would call it what it is. You know, it's just a, you're not in a great situation. And, you know, if you want to go forward, you know, if you
do you do the closing or how does that work?
Yeah, I would take care. I'd take care of closing. Yeah, I'd take care of closing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we give it our, you know, we give it our, all, and, but, you know, the closing, you know, I don't know what your realtor wants out of this, you know, it's just not really anything.
Well, he did, I think it's 3%, is what it was on there.
Yeah. I mean, so he's, you know, he's,
So could you do at least 15 or something like that? Is that possible?
I tell you what.
Because the other lady, she was going to get it for 45, and like I said, I don't know what happened, you know, to her, you know, with that and stuff. So, yeah. Because the land is assessed at 36.
Right.
But I really appreciate, you know, you talking with me and everything.
What, you know, if I were to go, if I could maybe do 15, what's from stopping you to get the process started, really?
Oh, it's basically if we could, let's see, what do you mean? What do you mean stopping me from doing the process of selling it, or what do you mean? I'm sorry, forgive me.
Oh, no, you're okay. What,
uh-huh.
you know, if I say, yeah, I'll set these, you know, funds aside for this project.
Okay.
Is there anything that's holding you back from moving forward?
No, it's nothing holding me back. Do you need to know far as with Wells Fargo, how much is left on that? Do you need for me to call? What I can't remember.
No, it's far as you know. Okay. If I put paperwork in your hands and you know say mm-hmm. we'll close in 60 days or sooner, I mean, are we good mm-hmm. to go?
Oh yeah. No, in other words, you could do sooner. I'd rather do sooner than later on that and everything, because everybody's been really gracious, you know, working with it and everything. And whoever, you know, buys it is the same way, you know, as well, because I used to be, I volunteered and was on a number of boards in the community and stuff like that, too. So, you know, I was very involved there and things, and still somewhat, even though I don't live in the house and everything. So certainly if you're, you know, in a position to do it, are you looking at by August 1st, August 8th, or what sooner?
What's today? Let's see.
Because nothing. In other words, everything from what I understood from Seven Hills, as well as with my realtor, everything was done. So there's no glitches. The title is the deed would be clear and all that stuff. With that, all that research had been done.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Because like I said, you know, again, it was posted, sold on the 13th of last month.
Right. So, okay. So if, you know, if we're going to do it, you're good to go today.
Yes. Only thing is I do need to go in the house and get a couple of, you know, things. It is stuff left in the house, though. And things, but for the most part, it's just my mom wanted to go back in again, and that's it.
Okay, but as far as selling it, we're good to go.
Oh, yeah, selling it, yes, there's no hold up or anything like that, no,
okay.
As far as that part of it, yeah, we just want to be able to go in and you know, for me to let her back in, you know, to get what she wanted out of there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a second here.
It's kind of nice to be able to talk to somebody that's familiar with the area, too, because you're actually the first one that I've talked to on my own. You know, I was just sitting at home last night, and it was early morning hours when I saw it, and I took a picture and everything. I think it said you post a scan or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And things. So to actually talk to you and, you know, and hear you, you know, talk about the area and stuff like that is really nice.
Yeah, well, I love Liberty and Lynchburg, you know, that whole area.
Yeah, I went to Liberty, too.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like you kind of, so are you in Roanoke? Or are you in Lynchburg? Or
no, I'm actually in Ashland, Virginia. You know, near Richmond.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with Richmond?
I am very familiar with Richmond, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
I
have family.
Family. I have a friend. Yeah, I have family that lives there. Don't ask me the name of the location, but she lives there and things, and she's married to my cousin and stuff, so they live up that way. They've been up there over 10 years. And then of course I had a girlfriend of mine that went to school with, and her and I have been friends over 40 years, so she she just moved a little bit closer, but not too far from Pete. She's in Petersburg now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just making sure everything's good on here.
Okay.
Crossing my T's, dotting my I's.
Now, can I... I'm out of town, so I'm not home, so I don't have access to a computer like that.
That's fine.
Do you
have text message?
I do have text, yes.
Yeah, so it actually if we're good to go on it, I can send you a text with the information while we're on the phone, and we can just go through it.
Okay. All right.
Bear with me for a few minutes.
So how does the, because like I said, I've never sold a house before, so I'm not, you know, really sure how the process goes, other than the fact that I did go in and sign papers there. So far as with you, how does this process go, if you don't mind me asking?
Nope, not at all. If you weren't asking, I would be worried.
Oh.
So what happens is, you know, I know you said you've got all the upfront paperwork done, which is
right.
Phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can't 100% tell you that we're going to be able to use it, because I do use my own settlement agent.
Well, I know that they said that the paper, I don't know what, whatever the part that we signed, she said, Josh told me that we would have to, in other words, had her money come back through, we would have had to re-sign the papers. So, but he said as far as the title and some of the leg work that all had been done. So I don't know exactly what all that entailed, but I can get that from him.
Yep. So the process, what'll happen is, you know, we'll see what we can use.
Okay.
And
okay.
We'll use what we can, and
okay.
You know, whatever we can't, we'll just do, you know, like a title search, you know, more than likely, you know, depending
yes.
on if
yes.
my settlement agent, you know, accepts.
Mm-hmm.
It just
okay.
depends. It's basically like, you know, does your insurance, you know, pay for that, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah, because I know that part has been done. Josh did that part himself. And then, of course, Seven Hills followed up on that as well.
Okay. And it probably, you know, since it's already done, I don't, you know, if it's within
mm-hmm.
a certain period of time, it shouldn't be
mm-hmm.
any problem.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that, I don't know when they said that the deed or something had to be, you might know that better, had to be filed within a certain amount of time. Was that, am I saying that correct or I'm incorrect on it?
Well, since nothing transferred, you know, since
right.
they didn't buy it.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly, you know, what is going on with the deed. You know, I know the deed's not going to change. You know, you bought it with your,
right.
you know, partner at the time.
Right, yeah.
So nothing's going to change as far as,
yeah.
So nothing's going to change with the deed until, you know, you actually,
okay.
you know, close, which we're looking
okay.
at the sooner the better.
Okay.
But we'll just say, you know, 30 days from now.
Okay.
And
we can do, when you say 30 days from now, what is, today is what, the 24th?
Yeah, so I just say the 30th of next month or sooner.
Okay.
Do you want to check your text messages?
I'm feeling something there.
should say... You know, you need to consent to receive SMS.
Okay. Okay. It's amazing what all you can do now with technology.
did you open it up all right?
Yeah, it has my email address. It says, I need to go get my glasses.
Take your time.
They tried to tell me the other day my eyes hadn't changed, but somehow I couldn't see. Okay, it says recognize this email. I guess it's declined, so I'll go continue. Thank you for taking time. Okay, I'm at the please review and act on these documents.
Yep, you can just check the box there.
Okay, you say it's a box to check.
Or just click, you know, click the next. Or
oh, continue. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, continue.
Okay. Just hit your screen. Oh, now I see what you're saying. Okay. All right, and it was something. Now, is anything going to cost me?
No. Nope. We'll take care of the closing costs. And after the lien is paid, that's what will be left over to you.
Okay.
We'll have to take care of the realtor as well, but the rest will be for you. So, you know, there should be a little room.
Okay.
You said you had, you know, about 10,000 left on it?
Yeah, it's about a little over 10. I don't know how they do all the, I can call them. Do you want me to call them or?
No, it's fine.
I forgot what they call it when you call them to do the payoff. I know it's a word
The mortgager?
Yeah, calling the mortgage company, but it's a word
creditor.
That they use. I apologize. Seven Hills used a different word, and I apologize. It's where, you know, you call it, and they give you everything.
The payoff?
Yeah, the total. Well, yeah. I guess that's in summary. Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so our settlement agent will call and verify everything, and they handle all the formalities. This isn't the final document. This is just the paperwork to get the ball started.
Okay.
Do it a little bit at the bottom.
I was trying to push the yellow sign or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then after see your name, it should say finish.
Okay. Now let me, just to definitely make sure that I won't be responsible for any other costs other than the mortgage and then
you won't. And I'll tell you this is, like I tell everyone, if, you know, tomorrow you say, hey, I don't want to do business with you, you know, I don't want to do business with no one that wants to do business with me. So, you know,
right.
At the end of the day, I just want to do good, clean, honest work. So.
Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I really do. And things, and I will definitely give a shout out for you as well, if that's what you want, you know, too, because I don't know. I know, like, Josh, he has a thing on his, too, when it's, because, like I said, we were supposed to close last month, and he sent it and things. But with this, let's see, I just signed, and that's it. Is it doing it?
Let me check.
It looks like Scribble.
That's fine. A signature is signature.
All right.
And then click finish.
Okay, now let me ask you this question, too. Now, at any time, do you back out as well, or how does that go?
No, we fully intend to, you know, purchase the property.
Okay.
I mean, nothing's guaranteed in life, let's be honest. I mean,
right.
death is, I think, is probably the only guarantee.
Yeah. True. Okay, now I signed it, but I don't know what else.
Click finish or continue.
Okay, I did continue. And it says required signatures applied.
Yep.
But I don't see.
And then
can you see it on your end? I'm sorry.
Either scroll up or scroll down until you see something yellow. If you see your signature in the box,
I do.
You should be able to click continue or finish or next.
Okay, I see next name. Okay.
Click that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Let me see how the signature looks.
It probably looks kind of special. I was looking at it.
Looks good.
Oh, it does. Looks like my grandson's. Oh, God.
Well, hey, you know, from this point, just to kind of run you down, what will happen is.
Okay.
During business hours, you know, my transaction coordinator would call you.
Okay.
So tomorrow, first thing on the board will be to give you a call, and I'll get you introduced to the team. So that way you're familiar with Alex, and you might talk to B as well. They're both really, really good at their job. You know, I'm kind of just more like the fisherman, you know, bringing the fish in, and then they kind of
reel everything out.
You know, exactly. Okay. So they shovel it out. So tomorrow, you know,
okay.
I actually had stopped by because my computer was dying to give you a call. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. Actually, plug in my laptop here. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So we will work on it first thing tomorrow. Do you have any other questions as of right now?
No. What time will they call? Because I do audits and everything, and I start doing that at 9 o'clock. What time do you think they might would call?
I'm not sure. What time is good for you?
Can they call around about 3, or is that too late, or you got to do it early?
Well, we'll get them call you at 3 as best as we can.
Or either if they can do it around about lunchtime or something like that.
All right.
You know, between 12 o'clock would be good, too.
Okay.
Now, is this number – now, do I get a copy of that? Is that –
Yep. I'll get you all squared away tomorrow.
Okay.
If that's all right.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yep, because you know I can't even get anything done on my end until tomorrow. You know, after hours.
Okay.
But we got the front stuff taken care of, and you got my number. So if we need to do anything,
okay.
We'll go forward in that direction.
All right.
But tomorrow at 3, or, you know, and if you can't be available, no problem.
Oh, okay. No, I'll definitely keep it. It's just the main part of it is when I'm with the client. So that's the only thing. Huh?
That's just background noise. I apologize. I'm here.
Oh, okay. You're all right. Okay. So I do appreciate that, and thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. And if you need anything, you know, between now and then, you just give me a call.
Yeah, but I don't think we'll need all the way up until the 30th and everything. But I guess that's whatever you're in, you know, with me. I just need to be able to go in with her, you know, at least, you know, 2 times probably just for whatever she, you know, wants to do in there. Hello.
Yep, I'm here. I'm notating everything.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're all set. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, do you have any questions, or are you good?
Yeah. So, other words, I don't need to talk to my realtor until I talk to you all tomorrow. Is that more or less?
I mean, I would probably advise them. I mean, you do what you want. You do. You know, you can advise them that. You know. Hey, I'm going in this direction, and
okay.
Let them know, and
okay.
Just kind of take it from there.
Oh, okay, then. All right, then, and like I said, I do appreciate that, and thank you so much for speaking with me and working with me as well.
You're welcome, and they'll talk to you, they'll give you a call tomorrow, all right?
Oh, okay, and thank you again.
Hey, no problem, thank you.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.